having looked back at the last few days, what have been your observations?
I think I've been very impressed with the work ethic of the team, but in the, I think that's something that's always been with South African teams, and it's certainly no different now. It's been a tough couple of days, and the boys have put in the hard work. I always say it's like studying for an exam. You know, if you cover all the bases properly, you go into the game, less worried, less nervous, and you feel like you're comfortable to handle whatever gets thrown at you. And it's pretty much the same with these guys. We've covered all bases, so nice relaxing day off tomorrow and before the game starts. So hard work's been done. The preparation has been magnificent, and I think we've done and covered every base that we possibly can.
So many young and excited.
Yes, just trying to, impart knowledge onto the young guys and even the experienced guys, just to, pass off the knowledge that I had. And, they've been very willing to listen and that. So it's been fantastic to see how they've received not only myself, but all the other coaches as well. The guys understand that we're at the start of a long journey. It's going to be a lot of hard work ahead of us, but everyone's got the common goal that we want to improve and get back to where we belong, which is in the top few teams in the world. And like I said, it's going to be a tough journey, but the guys are prepared to put the work in, and it's an exciting journey. I think the people of South Africa have got behind the team now, and hopefully they can support us along the way and give us a little extra edge, especially in the test match starting here, a little extra edge that we need against England.
How important is it to have been through exactly the same things that he and his teammates are going through?
I think it's very important. Obviously it's a fairly inexperienced side, and it's nice that Fuff's got some idea of, some people that he can bounce ideas off that have played the game quite a bit. I think hopefully it'll make a difference. And sometimes having inexperience means that you don't have any baggage. So that's also a good thing, that the guys can play with freedom and we can perhaps give them advice from the outside and on where we think they can go. But it's a talented bunch of guys. It's a matter of time until they get experience and become a really good side and dominating world cricket. There's certainly no reason why they can't.
Having had a look at the team England, where South Africa hasn't had much red ball cricket game time,
it is a worry of ours, but that's why we've prepared the way that we have. We've put the guys through their paces to try and simulate the test cricket. England are a good side. They there's a reason why they are ranked where they are in the world, because they are a good experienced side, but perhaps haven't had the results that they would like of late, so they'll be under a little bit of pressure. Also, the Kookaburra ball is slightly different to the Duke ball, so we'll certainly try and put the pressure on them and take advantage of that. But it's a good England side. It's not beat around the bush there, so we're going to have to be on top of our game and play some really good cricket to make sure that we can try and beat these guys and put ourselves in positions where we have the opportunity to do that.
How important is it for South Africa to play their first hit good results?
It's been a good ground for South Africa, so it is nice to start at a ground like this. Hopefully the conditions will suit us. But yes, we're going to have to play some good cricket. Doesn't matter where we're playing or what the conditions are, because it is a good England side. So it's exciting times ahead, and I think everyone's ready and rearing to go. We've put the hard work in, and I think everyone's chomping at the bit to get going now.
And finally, because England obviously come with half test cricket in those venues from a South African point of view.
This has always been a fantastic venue. So, it's a very family orientated venue. So all the grass banks and that, the guys get quite rowdy on there, which can get quite fun, but it's a great place to play cricket. We've got certainly many fond memories, both as a personal and from a team point of view. So the guys are looking forward to it. We know we'll have the support of the people of South Africa. So, first two test matches into two big venues for us where the support's always been good. So hopefully that'll be that extra edge that we need to beat these guys.